This is Katie Kirkendall, and I'm interviewing Emma Matheson. The date is September 19th, 2020. The time is 10:31 a.m., and we are in Boston, Massachusetts. Do you give your consent for this interview and having it be released in the COVID-19 archive project?
Yes.
So, where were you, and what were your thoughts when you first heard about COVID?
So, I was actually in Florida. I was on spring break with my twin sister, my mom, and three or four of our friends and their moms, because we were on spring break. We were supposed to go to Puerto Rico, but that got canceled, so we were like Florida. So we were in Florida when everything was happening. We were actually driving back when everything was shutting down, so it was weird driving through all of the states and just seeing everything shut down around us. And when we were in Florida, we were wiping down tables and we were getting weird looks because we were kind of stressed about the pandemic, but we were like, you know what, we're gonna have fun before everything shuts down. So that was really interesting. We didn't leave the hotel, we just kind of stayed there, but it was so weird seeing everything shut down as we were coming back and then having to go right into quarantine.
And how did your, so you were on the road when you first heard about the lockdowns?
When we first heard about the lockdowns, we were on the road and we were like, oh my God, we can't stop. We have to go straight. So we left at 7 a.m. and got back to around Washington, D.C. at 12:30 to 1 a.m. So it was a really long drive.
I bet. And so how did it change you, your experience as a second semester senior?
So it was really interesting because we have a weird schedule where we, it's a mod schedule of 5 weeks each. So we had the Friday before spring break, we knew that we would not be returning mod six. And then we do internships. So I had my internship mod seven. So I knew that that was my last day of classes. So that was really emotional. And it was honestly hard for me to keep up with work because I like doing work with people and deadlines, and that was kind of hard. So that kind of impacted me. And then I had to take classes the last mod, so I was not there for that. But yeah, and I was sad. We didn't have a prom. We had a virtual prom that no one went to, I didn't go to, and me and my sister were like, this just sucks. But then for graduation, we did a drive-by diploma pickup in the morning, and that was cute to see all of the teachers line the roads and hold signs and cheer for us. It was a little bit emotional, but that was really nice. And then we did a friend graduation where we got dressed up in our dresses and we took pictures. We made little speeches for each other and had a little pool party. So that was special. And we were supposed to have one on August 8th, but that got canceled. So, yeah.
And around the decision time for college, it was near its worst in Boston. And so I don't know when you decided to come to Northeastern, but what were your thoughts making that decision?
So I actually applied to Northeastern ED. So I had been in for a while and I knew that I was going to Montreal for a couple months at that point, so I was getting excited for that. So I thought I was going to be in a different country, and then Montreal got canceled, and I was really sad about that. But then I was getting excited for Boston, and I kind of I didn't really know that Boston was bad, but when we decided, we were like, okay, Boston's doing pretty well with its response, so I felt fine coming into Boston.
Yeah. And how did you feel about the policies varied a lot based on local, state, and federal. How did you feel about the various responses to the pandemic?
So in Virginia, I feel like, especially in Northern Virginia where I'm from, everyone kind of responded really well to it. I don't think it's to the extent of Boston, but we all wore masks going into grocery stores, stores and everything, food places. We didn't really go to restaurants, we just did takeout. But when we were walking around, I didn't really wear a mask because, like, it was in my neighborhood. But I feel like the response was better than other states, such as the southern states. A lot of people wore masks and stuff, so I think that was good. I didn't really pay attention to the local response. I was just like, okay, this is what people are doing. So,
yeah. And then on, like, the federal level?
Oh, God, the federal level. I think it could have been better. I think it could have been a lot better, especially, like, mandating wearing masks everywhere. I think that should have happened, and I just think it could have been a lot better in the situation that we were put in. Like, the world response was, or the global response was, I think, a lot better than the U.S. response.
Yeah. All right, that's all the questions I have, so...
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.